Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back to the studio, Mr. Miguel Fuller.
Yes.
It's great to have you here, Miguel.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Certainly a pleasure. Now, update us on the voting. How is it going?
I don't have the official votes, but I do know that buzz has significantly died down for my candidacy.
What?
As the Grand Marshal of St. Pete Pride.
Outrage.
I've actually, because, you know, there are six people nominated for Grand Marshal,
mm-hmm.
and three of those people get to be chosen or voted on as Grand Marshal.
Okay.
And I have definitely seen more talk on social media of other candidates other than myself.
I smell sabotage.
I do too.
I smell it too.
Huh.
He didn't get a big enough push from Mo because Mo was in here last time that we had Miguel in, and I think that's why he needs the Garabo push.
Well, I will be happy to get behind you and push.
Please, hard.
Until I am done pushing. we have prepared some questions, I believe, for Miguel to make sure that he is suitable for the position.
I mean, I think, when's the last day to vote? Is it tomorrow?
What's the link? We need the link.
StPetePride.com.
That is StPetePride.com. Please take a moment now or sometime tonight or both to cast your vote for Miguel Fuller for Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade. When is the parade?
June 25th. And actually, Thursday is the last day to vote.
Okay.
But
all right.
Saturday, June 25th is the day of St. Pete Pride.
Do we still have that deal intact where if you win, we get to walk beside your convertible throughout the whole Pride Parade?
Of course. I'm actually sort of getting things together now, plans, just in case, because I don't want to be unprepared. So I want to get T-shirts made, and I want to have a whole squad ready to go.
Team Miguel.
Yes.
Oh, I love
Hashtag
this.
Team Miguel.
All right. Guys, I believe you have your questions for the candidate.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Kushner, you'll start us off.
Miguel, if you were going to build a big gay wall to keep all the gay Mexicans out of this country, what would you build your gay wall out of?
It would have to be, I like that. I think it would be glitter. I think it would be glitter. Because you know what? If you have a wall of glitter, it's sort of like a piñata. And so then once Pride comes around, we can let the Mexicans back in, and they can knock it down, and we'll have some Lady Gaga music play, and it'll be wonderful.
Wow.
That was a great answer.
Strong answer. SBK, a question for Candidate Fuller.
Yes, Candidate Fuller. What are you going to do to stop gay ISIS?
Oh, another great gay question.
Well, we're going to ask them to come over here. We're actually going to be unlike Donald Trump and ask them to come to America.
You want to fight them here.
Exactly. We want to we want to convert them, because here's the thing is they're being indoctrinated by ISIS over there and they're being told that their lifestyle is wrong. They need to be told that it's okay that you can touch each other's butts.
So you're in favor of boots on the ground.
Oh, most definitely. You have to have boots on the ground.
Bring the gay fight to our backyard.
Exactly, because then we can convert them and then they can be sort of like our secret agents, and we can send them back over to ISIS to then fight from inside.
Very good. Nikki, a question for Miguel. By the way, vote for him, stpetepride.com.
Miguel?
Yes?
On a scale of 1 to Skittles, how gay are you?
Oh.
I think it depends on the day. If you're talking about...
What about today?
Today, I'm feeling about a 5 because it's rainy.
The
and
rain
it's
is cutting your gay powers down.
The gay's right. gone down. But if it's a sunshine... 2 weeks ago on a Saturday when my gay squad all went and rented bikes and went going downtown St. Pete in a big squad of bike, that was a 10.
What about when you were at Harry Potter Land wearing matching shirts with your boyfriend? How gay were you that day?
I think that's Skittles.
I had Skittles coming out of my butt that day.
That is definitely good. I'd like to springboard off of Nikki's question, Miguel. As the gay authority, how gay is a man who wants to watch another man, specifically a professional wrestler, lay the pipe to his wife? On a scale of 1 to Skittles, how gay, closetly, is that gay wad?
Very gay.
Very gay indeed.
I mean,
that is the right answer.
Power bottom gay.
Like power bottom, like couldn't be any more gay because he wants to watch another dude pound his wife because he can't pound his wife because he's not into vagina at all.
He just wants it. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with
that. Nothing at all.
If you want it,
right.
take it. It's all yours.
Just admit it. Just look in the mirror and go, I am a gigantic, gelatinous, big, gay pig.
Listen, it takes a man to be able to be a power bottom.
Yes.
And so if you can admit that, much respect.
So anyone out there who's in that situation should finally own up to the fact that he's a gigantic gay wad and there's nothing wrong with that. Thank you, Candidate Fuller. Seth.
Miguel Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
Are your toes ready for sandal season?
Actually, finally, yes.
Oh,
I went and had a pedicure last week, and old Tina at the organic nail bar over by Ibis Walk. I tipped her extra because the way she was sanding my toes down, girl, actually my talons, I felt so bad for her. Oh. Tina, and then what was really gross is when she clipped my big toe, it popped out. Oh. She was like, ooh! But then she had to kind of control her face and not react that way. So shouts out to Tina at the Organic Nail Bar.
We have Miguel Fuller in the studio with us. StPetePride.com is how you vote for him for a candidate for the Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade. SBK?
Yes, Batman or Superman?
Oh.
It's definitely going to be Superman.
Okay.
Because I'm Superman, because, well, first off, if we're going with Henry, is it Cavill?
Yes, Henry Cavill.
If he's Superman, bye everybody. Like, I will quit everything, and I will go be in his arms, and he can fly me to space and do whatever he wants to do with me.
If there was any man I had a gay crush on, it would be Superman.
All right.
I can't sometimes speak when I look at him, and I squeeze my boyfriend's hands extra hard as we were watching the movie.
He's dreamy.
He's very dreamy.
Nikki, do you have another question for Candidate Fuller?
Candidate Fuller,
yes?
Which show is sexier? The Drew Garabo Live or the Mike Calta Show?
Oh! Oh!
Good question.
Great question.
Hard hitting.
Okay.
Hard
is better.
Hitting.
All right. Oh, goodness. I'm trying to think of the best political answer.
Yes, you're a candidate.
But when I'm talking about my candidacy and the reason why I'm here, you all have had me on more to talk about it. So, of course, I'm going to have to say
we're ugly.
Drew Garabo Live.
We're ugly.
That's what I got out of that.
Most, so we're ugly.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got out of that, too. All right, I'll springboard off of that question as well, because that's what I do here. Who asks better questions, Drew Garabo Live or a cat named Mo? Now, to remind everybody, the style of interrogation favored by a cat named Mo, here's a little reminder, because the last time Miguel was in studio.
If you want to hang with us, you can, but you probably have stuff to do. If you don't, whatever you want
to
do.
I think he's a morning show guy. He's got stuff to do, like take a nap.
I
got to
go work out.
I understand. I understand that. What are you having for dinner today?
What are you having for dinner today? So who asks the better questions? Is it the cat named Mo from the BDRS or Drew Garabo Live?
It's going to have to be Drew Garabo
Live.
I actually thought about that on the way up here, and I was like, if Drew asked me that, what am I going to say? Am I going to lie and say I'm having a chicken breast, or is B, tell the truth and say Taco Tuesday?
Big truth. Mm-hmm. Taco Tuesday,
I
for
know
sure.
It's taco.
Seth, another question for Candidate Fuller.
Miguel Fuller, what Instagram filter is least flattering for a gay man?
Ooh, I think no filter is the least flattering.
That is true.
You have to throw a filter on anything. Even, and this happened to me this weekend when I was out with my friends at dinner, even if it blocks out one of them that's kind of far away and their face gets darkened, you still have to throw up a filter on that bee to make yourself look good, because you can't be filterless. It's sort of like a girl going with no makeup.
Right.
Filterless.
You have to filter yourself to give the great exposure on Instagram.
He's right.
Yeah, I have an impromptu question.
Oh, please.
Miguel Fuller, why is it that whenever you are out on the town or at dinner on the weekend, you have at least 7 to 11 gay men with you at all times?
A gay posse, if you will.
It's an entourage.
A gay posse.
A squad.
A squad. Exactly. A squad. As a Leo, I like to roll deep. I like to have a big squad with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been the case, always, from high school, college, afterwards. I just like having a bunch of people because it feels like there's always a party.
Sure.
And that's because during the week, I spend so much time by myself or just with my boyfriend.
Mm.
Because when you do a morning show, you have to be in bed by 8:30. And so when everyone else is turning up on Thirsty Thursday, I'm at home sleeping. And so Friday and Saturday, it's time to turn the bleep up.
I like that. I think he nailed it, knocked it out of the park. He's earned my endorsement. I don't know about you guys, but he's definitely earned my endorsement.
I've already voted for him.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he earned it like 3 months ago when we said we're endorsing him.
He certainly
has. He's the candidate we can get behind.
All right. Well, StPetePride.com is the website.
I mean, you can't kick him out yet because Miguel did say he has something emotional to deliver after we get through all the laughs.
All right. The laughs are done.
Oh, okay. Just like that. I like it. Okay. Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what this means to me as a gay man who has a voice on the radio. And I talked about that last time about, you know, being one of the few openly gay radio personalities.
Mm-hmm.
But something that really sticks out to me on my voice as a gay man is when I was in college and I went to this small 2-year school in South Georgia called South Georgia College, and I was an RA during my freshman year for the softball team. And I was teased mercilessly by these guys. And I brought some evidence here just to show you, because I feel like I can say that, but it really doesn't mean anything. I have this little bunny rabbit, little, I don't know, little thing that I put on my door outside.
Yeah.
And the baseball team, and on the, there's a little bunny rabbit, and it says, please go suck someplace else. And the baseball team drew a male genitalia around the rabbit. And then on it, they said, I, you know, go downtown shopping with men. And then it said, please leave our floor.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And then they also posted these letters on my dorm room wall. And they wrote like a letter where they were just like, please leave. We don't want you here. But here's how, even back then, and I look at myself and I'm like, how did I have the balls to do this? I then wrote a letter that I put on my wall, and I basically said, whoever drew this, thank you. I had no idea that I went downtown shopping on men. How do you know? As for me leaving second floor, sorry, I'll be here for a while. Signed, Miguel Fuller. And so to me, I just want to be able to tell that Miguel Fuller that all the bravery that you had back then was for a reason, yeah, and that you can represent the gay people of Tampa Bay at St. Pete Pride as your Grand Marshal.
How do you not vote for this guy? And wouldn't you say that the kind of guys who would be so bothered by having a gay man on their floor are probably guys with deep-rooted issues of their own, that they're not comfortable sharing even living space with a guy who prefers the company of men? Sad, right?
It is, and especially back then, because, you know, we had the open style dorm bathrooms,
right,
where, you know, you could shower next to someone, and anytime I
you had now, privacy.
Now I will tell you, if it were now, I'd have one aisle open like, ooh, hey, how you doing? But back then, I was so afraid of myself and being beat to death.
Right.
I would not dare look at anyone. But they, as soon as I walked into the bathroom, they would all scatter like I was going to try to touch them or something. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, that's not even going to happen.
Well, I hope we've come a long way when it comes to society and gay acceptance since then. And it is our pleasure to give you a platform. We never want to make a gimmick out of you. We never want to use you as like a novelty act. We truly support you as a coworker and as a friend. And that's why we'd like to see you voted as Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride Parade.
Now, if you do win, what is the color scheme for the shirts? Because I need to know what kind of boa to pick out right now.
Normally, I go for black because that's my, you know, I like to be thin.
Sure.
But I have made a promise to my boyfriend and to my friends that if whenever, I think they're going to announce sometime mid-April who won, I'm going to make a commitment to lose at least 30 pounds just because I want to look good and I want to feel good.
Sounds like a campaign promise.
Exactly. You notice why I didn't say a specific weight.
Okay.
I'm going to say like 20 to 30 pounds, but I want to feel comfortable. And, yeah. And it's because, you know, it's so hot in June.
Mm-hmm.
And as a big man, I can sweat.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think, so going with that, I think I want to do some sort of purple to represent Hot 101.5 because Hot 101.5, all the hits, fewer commercials.
Sure.
Get that purple suit, though.
Exactly.
You know you want one. Exactly. He wants a purple suit.
I want to bring it back. So it will be some sort of purple with, you know, some sort of saying about Team Miguel or something like that.
Well, we're on your side. We're behind you all the way, pushing you, pushing you, and pushing you deeper into the Grand Marshal role.
You can push me down.
We appreciate you being here, and we hope that everyone out there votes for you at stpetepride.com. Miguel Fuller is our friend of ours. We support his candidacy. And here's a question, I guess, for Miguel, being the only gay man in the studio right now.
Okay.
Andrew, go ahead.
Hi, Miguel. I'm a straight man, but last weekend I participated in the Pride Parade with my family.
Uh-huh.
Being there, I was purchased a lot of drinks by gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Is that shunned upon?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think... well, I will say this, is that as a gay man, when I take straight friends out, straight male friends out, they normally are... gay men buy them drinks and I don't get bought drinks, and that just annoys me, especially when I was single. I was very bitter about that. But no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I take it as a nice gesture.
Yeah,
it'll be a great time, and hope to be participating in the next Pride Parade.
Andrew, did you have to ask any D to get the drinks or anything? Is that why you're conflicted? Because I mean, what's wrong with accepting drinks?
just stand around and look pretty. That's all I did.
Well done, sir. You sound pretty. Thank you very much for the call. StPetePride.com. Seth just tweeted it out. I retweeted it. Vote for Miguel. Please keep us updated on your candidacy. We want you to win this thing.
We'll do. The last day to vote is Thursday. And like I said, I think we'll find out mid-April.
All right.
And so we'll definitely let you know once that happens.
Fantastic. Miguel Fuller, thank you for what you said. Your words carry a lot of impact, and you give a voice to a lot of people out there who are voiceless. So thank you.
Make gayness great again.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah!
Make Florida gay again.
Yeah! Woo!
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Hawaii is looking at how much marijuana you can safely consume before getting behind the wheel of a car.
Okay, that's a good study.
Hawaii is setting up medical marijuana dispensaries, and they have to tackle this issue. Representative Cindy Evans and 15 other lawmakers introduced a resolution asking the State Department of Health to study whether a person can safely drive while under the influence.
Is it legal out there or just for medicinal purposes?
Just medicinal. Hawaii law bans people from driving under the influence of a drug that impairs their ability to drive, but there's not a set threshold for how much marijuana, medically prescribed or not, is acceptable in the bloodstream. So if you're driving high right now, we'd like you to rate your performance. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
You think people should be allowed to drive high?
Depends on your definition of high.
I only have one definition of high.
Well, buzzed or high?
High.
Stizone to the RZA, like well, baked.
Yeah, there's like slightly high, and right. Then there's like you missed like your exit 10 miles ago high.
That kind of high, they should not be able to drive. But the I just hit a one hitter right before I left so that I could be a little lifted,
calm the nerves.
Right, that's therapeutic. That'll help you deal with road rage. I'm not saying anybody should do it, and I'm not saying I would ever. But there's a big difference between one hit off of my little one hitter and face first in the gravity bomb.
Okay, all right. Well, then where do you? What if you hit a dab really quick?
Well, no dabbing and driving.
Okay.
Yeah, dabs.
We're all against that.
I think we can all say no dabbing and driving.
Do you know how much dabbing and driving is going on right now in the rain? A ton of it.
A lot?
Oh, for sure.
Dabbing while driving?
In the rain.
DWD.
Yes.
In the R.
It happens all the time.
There should be no DWD in the R at all.
Don't you ever see when you're in traffic, if you're on a standstill on the Howard Franklin, you see people kind of duck down for a second, then blow out a puff of smoke?
Yeah. I thought they were just like doing a little mouth party.
Oh, I don't know if smoke happens with that.
You asked for high drivers, and our phones just lit up.
I don't know if it's okay.
It's not okay. Yes, from the 352, who's this?
Hey, this is Lewis.
Lewis, how high are you right now?
Not high enough.
Okay. Do you think it's okay to drive while high?
I'll tell you this. It depends if it's a boy or a girl, because women can't drive as it is.
Oh. Well, that's a pretty sexist statement. Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, shut up. Thank you. When he said high enough, it reminded me of a great song by the Damn Yankees. Ted Nugent. Tommy Shaw from Styx. Remember this song? You'll know once it kicks in.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Oh, we got a super high dude on the line right now.
Oh, he's super high.
Super high.
Anymore.
So bad, Nikki, you said? So high.
Oh, where is he driving? That's what we need to find out.
Mike, where are you driving so we can stay away from you, sir?
I'm actually going through Lakeland right now through this crazy rain. But,
right, that's fine. Hear that, Sheriff? A great hearing.
High in the rain.
High in the rain. How stoned are you, sir?
About an 8.5 out of 10, I would say.
All right.
Not totally, but.
Sure. What did you smoke?
Oh, some pretty good. I would just say your normal dro.
Normal?
About half a joint.
This guy's high and on the phone with us. Driving in the rain.
Just a half a joint.
Tell me you're shaving with a Norelco at the same time, please.
Oh, no. I use a... Well, actually, I do. Phillips, yeah. But not at the same time. There's no way.
All right, good. Well, at least you're responsible somewhat.
Do you drive well when you're high?
I think I've driven more high than I have sober, so I would say yes.
Congratulations. Do you have children?
No.
That's
I
good.
I have stepchildren, but not... All right. Not, yeah, I tried.
You drive your step...
I try to do the right thing, Drew.
Sure. Okay. You drive your stepkids around while you're high?
Absolutely not.
And where are you headed,
I'm
right?
I'm just coming from work.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just coming from work. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, I'm headed home. So.
All right. I mean, yeah, you probably work really hard out there in the maybe. What do you do for a living? We'll be the judge of whether you should be high right now or not.
I do landscaping.
Yes, you should be. High. You should be high. So you're out. You're out there trying to bust your hump
to be able to
making a paycheck, and then it rains, and they're like, "Well, there's no work to be found today. It's raining, landscaper dude." So you get in, you spark up your L, if you will, and you drive home, and you're like, "Man, I'd like to get high on the way home."
Yeah, I didn't expect for the rain to be absolutely this hard, but hey, you know, but. I'm kind of glad I am where I am. I'm doing good, and I can see everybody's brakes around me, and I'm hitting my brakes when I need to. I guess that's all that matters.
That's really all you can ask for from a stone driver as yourself.
Who should be our next president?
Oh, hopefully not Hillary. So that's all I can say.
Okay.
This guy is high.
He's definitely high. Well, thank you, high driver, and I hope you have a great afternoon, and keep it safe out there, okay?
I will be. Good talking to you, Drew.
All right, nice.
He sounds fine.
727-579-1025.
I would rather him be high than periscoping.
Yes, or drunk. I think, you know, there is a difference between high driving and drunk driving. Super high. That's for him.
No women driving high right now.
No, ladies, if you're a high driver, we'll bump you right to the top of the list, especially if you're picking your kids up from school. People out there are tweeting and saying in the Bone chat room, what is dabbing? Dabbing is a super concentrated form of marijuana that you have to smoke like a crack addict, basically.
It gets right to the point, though.
Yeah.
There's no messing around.
Right. Like, if you like smoking weed, but you don't like the whole plant thing and putting in a bong.
Well, okay, you can smoke a half of a joint and just take the edge off. But if you're dabbing, one hit will do you. You're trying to get high.
Right.
I had somebody describe it to me as... It's not lemonade, it's the actual lemon.
Okay. Mm, yeah, like sometimes you're thirsty, you want a nice sip of lemonade to cleanse the palate and to soothe your thirst. Sometimes you want to just take a raw lemon, squeeze the juice, and let it just drip right down your throat. That's what dabbing would be. Dabbing is the lemon, weed is the lemonade. Kyle, it says you're moderately high right now.
Yeah, I had one hit of my bong before I drove up to Publix to get a sub for lunch, and I made it back perfectly safe.
Just one hit. That did you, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't like to get super stoned this early in the day. I like to get, you know, kind of progress my intake as the day goes on.
Can we guess what kind of sub you ordered?
Oh, man. All right.
Jacob Two Times Treatment, yes.
Oh, the Jacob Two Times Treatment, he said. I'm calling him Dexy's Midnight Runners because he just took one hit wonder. Let's take a moment and think, get inside this guy's head. What's your favorite band?
Ooh.
One of your favorite bands.
One of my favorite bands, Black Keys.
All right.
I got it. I got it too. What do you think, SBK?
He had the, Italian.
Seth?
Damn, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to go with Boar's Head Turkey with Cheese, Please.
I'm going Chicken Tender Sub all day. Who's right?
None of you. Drew, you are the closest. That's normally my go-to sub, Buffalo Tender, but I went with the cheesesteak.
I love winning. Thank you.
I like how everybody's saying they're a better driver when they're high.
Anna, do you say you're a better driver when you're high?
Absolutely. I think I'm a better driver because I'm more cautious and aware of what's going on around me. And I feel like it just relaxes me and keeps me more aware of my surroundings.
Or is that just the weed fooling you into thinking that way?
No, because I've been smoking long enough that I think I know, you know, the difference of being too high to drive and being good enough to drive. You can't, you know, obviously smoke like 5 rips off a bong and get high, but
sure.
I take my little baseball bat, I take a couple puffs, I get a good enough like chill, relaxed buzz going.
Sure,
I don't stress out so much about traffic and
so like
cars.
4 rips.
And,
yeah.
How far are you driving?
I typically drive anywhere from 10 to 40 miles.
That's all right. Like the rain. How far are you driving right now?
I'm driving about 10 miles.
To where?
My house.
And where are you coming from?
I'm actually, my dad's in the hospital, so I'm driving from the hospital.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So you got done seeing dad in the hospital, and then you said, man, this is not that great, so I'm going to hit my baseball bat.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much any time I get in the car and drive. I just like to take a couple tokes every 20 minutes, 20 to 45 minutes. I'll just hit it a couple times. Yeah, and it's only like, you know, one or two hits. I put it away, and then I drive, and then I take a couple more hits, and I drive.
No offense, but you sound kind of like a junkie.
No, not at all. And
then why don't you stop?
My past of being a junkie, I absolutely do not think that this affects me as much as the medications I used to take.
Well, it might not affect you as much as the medications you used to take, but if you have to hit it every 20 minutes, doesn't that...
I don't have to. It just relaxes me enough. Like, I have anxiety, so... For me, it calms the anxiety. It calms the stress of driving. I've been in really bad car accidents, not seeing the driver. I've never been in a driver in an accident, but I was a passenger. And ever since I got in that accident...
She's high. So high.
So high. That's what keeps me chill and relaxed.
Sure.
And capable of dealing with all the maniacs on the road, and I don't speed. I'm aware of all the cars around me, and I'm able to just drive calmly and cool and collective.
Jesus Christ. Thunder. God said that he does not like you smoking weed. He just sent thunder into our radio station. All right. And
no, God is praising me for doing that. He created it. So he put it on this earth for me to smoke and make me a better driver. So I think that's
make you a better driver.
That's why God created weed.
He's applauding.
God made her a better driver. Okay. Thank you very much, Anna. I appreciate the call. Do you have kids?
Yes, I do. I have a 13-year-old daughter.
And what have you told her about your weed use? She knows that you smoke weed, right?
She knows, and we've done research together on medicinal use marijuana. Absolutely, absolutely. I believe marijuana will be legal for medical and recreational use in our very near future, unless Trump becomes president, then we're all screwed. But, I mean, honestly, you know, look how good other states are doing with it being legal for medical and recreational use. It's all that money that's going into education, that's going into, and then you got the CBD oils that are curing, or not curing, but at least shrinking tumors.
Not for nothing. I've gotten high with so many girls like Anna, and the only way to shut them up is to take the back of their head and force it right down under your crotch. And I apologize for saying that. It may seem a bit, but you know I'm right, though, right, Anna?
Yes and no, because they don't talk that much. I'm talking this much because you're asking me questions.
Right.
But like, my name is Anna, not Anna.
Sorry. As in you should be Anna My Johnson as opposed to running that.
I'm living on a whim, buddy. Living on a whim.
Like living on a prayer, Bon Jovi style, yo. What up, Richie Sambora? You're like Richie Samboring. I was just having some fun with you. You're awesome, Anna. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling.
You're awesome, too.
You're awesome.
Have a great day.
You too, baby. Bye. Bye.
Stop smoking meds.
Hitting that baseball bat. All right, hang on, Thomas, David, Anthony, Deshaun, and Rob. I want to get your high driving stories. God, we got to remember this. Anytime we need to juice those phone lines, we will take your phone calls next. And I will give you A, great news for your lightning last night, B, terrible news for the Trump campaign, and C, yet another legend of screen has left us, and I'll tell you who right after this. But first, I will tell you about a delicious brew, Yuengling. That's right, the IPL, Yuengling Black and Tan, Yuengling, I'll tell you, man, there is not a bad Yuengling to be found. I personally prefer the Yuengling Light. 99 calories, delicious taste. It's exceptional. Hope you love it. I certainly do. Grab yourself a Yuengling at Brown Boxer. There are three of them to choose from. Madeira Beach, Clearwater Beach, South Beach. You get a daily tour at the brewery right here in Tampa, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 1 p.m. The tours are free. Saturday tours, 10:30 a.m. and noon. That's at the Yuengling Brewery, 11,111 North 30th Street. in beautiful Tampa. Grab a Yingling tomorrow with me, Drew Garabo, at Pin Chasers for Bone Bowling Night at a Brown Boxer near you or at Winn-Dixie.